put on an absolute show last night. A 50-burger as the Hawks return from the All-Star break. They get a 129-124 win over the Heat. Trae Young becomes just the seventh player in NBA history to score 50 points before turning 22, and the first Hawk to do it since 50-point game from Sharif Abdur-Rahim back in 2001. Staying in the NBA, the Nets announced Kyrie Irving is going to have season-ending shoulder surgery. Irving is one of just three players this season with multiple 50-point games, despite having only 20 appearances. Brooklyn, by the way, in his absence, 17-17 this season without Irving on the floor. And tonight, an NBA doubleheader on ESPN. First, the Nuggets travel to meet the Thunder at 8 o'clock Eastern. Then, two playoff hopefuls battle as the Trailblazers host Zion and the Pelicans at 10:30 Eastern. Obviously, Zion has sparked the Pelicans since his debut, averaging over 15 points in the paint per game. That's good for fifth in the league over that stretch. SportsCenter is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone can help you get what you need when you need it. Get in tomorrow with free next-day delivery or get it today with free same-day store pickup. Just visit AutoZone.com to shop now. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I think Roger Goodell would like to have this deal in place at the combine.
It's all part of a new collective bargaining agreement.
The players get a lot more money. The NFL gets more games to sell. And basically, there's more money for everybody to go around.
All right, Golican Wingo here with you. Glad you're with us, because today is a very important day if you believe that continued labor peace is something that you like a lot in the NFL.
Peace in our time, as Tony Stark once said.
It is what we're all going for here, because, again, the owners have approved the new CBA. There's now going to be a conference call today with the NFL player reps. If two-thirds of the player reps agree, they'll move it on to a full vote of the entire NFL player body. And all it takes is a simple majority. One more yay than nay, and boom, we have a new collective bargaining agreement. So what do we think of the proposed CBA? We had Jeff Saturday here with us. A player rep was a big part of the negotiations the last time around.
Yep.
He likes the deal. He also says he believes it's very high that the player reps will get the two-thirds votes necessary today to pass it along to their constituents. So let's talk to somebody else who with intimate knowledge of these things, and that is our own Dominique Foxworth, who was at one time the president of the NFL Players Association. D-Money, Dom, joins us now on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line with the news Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Dominique, thanks for being with us. At first glance, what is your reaction to the proposed CBA?
17 games is a lot of football. And it's a lot more risk for the player. So I've noticed, obviously, I think anybody who's followed sports in the last, I guess, 10, 15 years or so, there's been financial steps back for all the players in the major leagues. I think the leagues have gotten more sophisticated, and the players also recognize that their incentive is not. And I listened to you guys talk to Jeff earlier, and I think Gojo pointed it out, is that it's kind of a four-year cash grab, so the incentive for the players is not to withstand any sort of extended work stoppage, because they're not going to be able to recoup that money. Whatever gains they get from being strong in a strike or a lockout, like, those gains will go to the players that come after them, which I think is admirable, and that's what the union is built on. That's why the players make so much money now, is because so many players were willing to sacrifice in the past. But I do think that all the major leagues understand that now, and they take incremental steps back. This would be an example of the first union in a long time, major sports union, where the players will be taking a step forward financially. However, I'm not sure that they feel comfortable that the benefit is worth the cost.
Dominique, two separate answers for this one. If you were just a player looking at this deal, would you be inclined to take it? And then from your seat as the former president of the NFLPA, if you're looking out for the greater good of the entire body of your players, would you look at this deal as one that you would sign off on?
Yeah, that's a difficult thing. I was thinking about it last night, and it's not a situation where there is an answer that, I guess, the kind of criteria that you normally use when you're making these decisions as a leader in a union, a sports union, or any union for that matter, is like, I'm going to do what's in the best interest of the membership. And to be honest, what's in the best interest of, like, the 50 to 60% of players who are on league minimum, what's in the best interest is to sign this deal. Those guys get a boost. Those guys do not lose a year of their career. I'm not sure if that's what's in the best interest of the body long term. So, like, if the players are willing to reject this deal, then you get to the next step. And what the next step is, and I heard Jeff talking about this earlier too, it's work stoppage, most likely. You're not going to get anything that you actually want unless you are willing to endure at least a year. Jeff said like 3 or 4 years, but at least a year of work stoppage. And the players who endure that, as Gojo, your dad, I'm sure, could tell you all about and probably has told you all about, the players who endure that are not the players who end up benefiting from that. So I understand why players and some of the big name guys are kind of outspoken about why they would want to say no to this deal. And I probably would say the same thing, because 17 games just seems like something that you wouldn't want to do. But when you are in that seat and you have to make the decision that is pragmatic and practical for most of those guys, I think that it's obvious that you kind of have to vote for it, because what's on the other side of voting no? It's a protracted labor strike. And you know me, both of you guys, I've talked to both of you guys about the idea of decertifying the union. Like, I feel like the use for a union is kind of is no longer valuable. It's more valuable to the leagues than it is to the players in all the major sports. But it will be too late to do anything like that for the current players right now in football. So I think they're in a situation where they've negotiated for more than a year, and this is the deal that they've gotten. It's the best deal that they've gotten. It's certainly not perfect. No deal ever will be. But it seems like the kind of safer choice at this point would be to sign the deal. And because you don't know what's on the other side of saying no. And I mean, I was one of those guys. Jeff and I weren't exactly at the same time during the negotiations. I was one of those guys when we kind of got to the 11th hour and we were in this similar situation. Not quite the same because we were locked out, but you're in the situation where you have to make the decision. At that time, I said we should say no to the deal. And I was kind of advocating saying no to the deal and accepting that we would miss some games. But I was in a different spot. Like, I had already signed my second deal. I already had enough money that I felt comfortable doing that. And it's not the same. I look back on it now and kind of feel like I was being a bit arrogant, because if I were in the second year of my contract, I was a third round pick, or the third year of my contract, like, I'd be flipping out, because this is my career. And if we miss that, if I miss one season, then we're looking at another influx of rookies coming in, and it makes it harder for me to make a job and to make a career out of what I've dreamt of making a career of.
All right, so you went through a lot there, Dominique. Let me hit on a couple of things real quick.
Sorry.
Because you, no, it's good. It was good information. But
one of the few things I'm passionate about is labor.
Yeah, no, and you should
sort of
be
stuff,
because
it's like my favorite version of Dominique.
It
by
is.
The way.
And by the way, if people don't understand, not only does he the NFLPA president, you were the NBA player guy for a while. So, I mean, this is something that you are passionate about. Yeah, but I want to get to a couple of things here real quickly. You mentioned a work stoppage. Technically, we had a work stoppage the last time for the CBA, but we didn't miss any games. We missed some OTAs, training camps, and all that kind of stuff. But we got into the season without an actual work stoppage, and there were benefits. And you mentioned decertifying the union. That did happen last time right around the draft, and it seemed to work as something that helped you guys out. You don't think we could go through that again without actually having to miss games?
No, I don't think so. I think the problem with decertifying a union is you can't do it as a negotiating ploy. You'll lose in court as like a sham decertification. Like, it has to be something that you genuinely believe. And if you do it weeks out from when a CBA should be signed, it's almost certain that you'll lose in court and you don't get the leverage that you believe that you deserve. I do think that decertifying removes the antitrust protection that the league has. And I think that at this point, players are probably better off existing in a work environment like most other people do than they were before. So I think the union served a great purpose, but I do think they can continue as an association going forward. I think it's, like I said, it's too late at this point for it to have any impact on this negotiation. But the point isn't for the impact in negotiation. The point is it eliminates some of the restrictions that limit players' ability to make money. Frankly, it would force the league to eliminate a salary cap, would force them to eliminate the draft. Like, all those restrictive rules that they have, that we have become accustomed to, would then become illegal, the same way they can't do that in any other workplace. So that's what I would say. It's too late for that at this point, but I do understand. I was getting a little fired up listening to Jeff earlier and remembering how angry I was after the deal. So we signed our deal, and we definitely took some financial steps back, but we felt like health and safety was so important. We took some huge gains there. And I remember when I was kind of advocating, and some of the other guys were advocating to say no to this deal, I remember everyone kind of being sheepish. So many players keep being sheepish and shrinking away from the idea of missing games and missing checks. And then a couple years later, when free agency hits or basketball free agency hits or something, and guys get upset about how they're not making as much money, I'm looking and they're the same guys who were afraid or uncomfortable with going through the lockout. So, like, I feel that same thing happening now. Is I just want everybody to keep that same energy. If you're going to say no, that's fine. Say no. But understand that people will pay the price for that. There are guys who will have their careers ruined because of this. But it, and that's not a bad thing. That might be worth what you get on the other end. But keep that same energy throughout. You can't just be tweeting and talking trash leading up to a deal and not be willing to withstand the pressure. And I think the guys who are tweeting are willing to withstand that pressure because those guys have tens of millions of dollars.
Right. So, again, we'll see what happens today. The player vote is today. They need two-thirds from the player reps to pass it along to the rest of the players. Dominic, we really appreciate your perspective on this. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
By the way, if anyone's interested, like, because Dominique really is
he's great on this
stuff. That decertification stuff is fascinating. Wrote an article off in the Undefeated back in 2017. Lest you think this is a convenient solution he's offering now.
Right.
This is something he's been in on for a while. You can